The Golem of Red Bean Paste by Peg Duthie. I away and oi have equal play at our house. And what else is there to say to a linebacker-shaped blur of mash adzuki that's just destroyed a tool shed? I know, all mothers should have a son who loves to study so much. And so inventive. I'll quell about that some other year, once I've calmed down. In the meantime, oi, and ayo way. From what I hear, the usual way that boys his age try to dodge their chores is to drag their feet, or concoct simple-minded lies, or bribe gullible siblings. So I admit I'm a little bit pleased he at least tried to make something out of what he could get his hands on. But like every other assez nude Nick too blinded by his cleverness to picture what could go wrong, he didn't imagine for a second not being able to reach the words to turn things off. But his father's laughing as he blasts the aleph away with the garden hose, a move so clearly the result of much practice, I'll have to ask the man what he cooked up when he was Jeremiah's size. It's going to be months before I can face a mooncake again. But even as I mutter this to myself, I hear the phrase, "Haunted house mud wrestling," slide across the yard. Boys, I don't know where they come from, even when I do.